In Psalm 51, David shows us what sorrow for sin is all about. The context is that he has committed adultery and murder. The prophet Nathan confronted David and told him that the consequences of his sin would affect not just himself, but those that he loved the most, his own children and grandchildren. In Psalm 51, verse 3, he says, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight." David saw his sin as God saw it, and the result was mourning and genuine repentance. You see, when we're really walking close with God, we're not preoccupied so much with the sins of other people, but we see the reality, the awfulness, the ugliness of our own sinful hearts. What is there in your life that no one else knows about? What are the secret sins that would cause you to be ashamed if you thought someone else at church knew? What is that one area of your life that comes to mind right now? These are the areas that God wants to deal with in your life, and unless you're willing to deal with them, you will never progress further in your Christian life. You will know nothing of the deep things of Jesus Christ, and you will live a shallow, superficial Christian life. There have been many times that I've been tempted to do or say something wrong, but what has helped me to resist that temptation is the knowledge of the damage that would be brought to my own family. Do you love your family enough to deal with the secret sins in your life? The Bible says that the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Don't pass on your failures and weaknesses to your children and grandchildren. Have the courage to humble yourself and deal with sin. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.